Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
And here we go.
I'm in over my head.
This is the News Radio 1140 WRVA Home Show with Richard McCann. You've got questions? He's got answers. You've got problems, he's got solutions. Call 345-1140 now. That's 345-1140. Now, here to solve the questions, conundrums, and riddles about home ownership is Richard McCann.
Live from way out behind the station in the News Radio WRVA Home Improvement Shop, this is the Home Show with me, your humble home improvement guru, Richard McCann. 833-804-1140 is the phone number. I will start this show with an apology to you, the listeners, an apology to my producer and brother from another mother, Jordan. Last week, something weird happened to your home guru. I got up like I normally do, and I puddled around the house. I had some coffee. I watched South Park. It's on. Take my shower, and I'm heading to the station, and I'm like, I feel touch strange. That's odd. And I get here, and the more I'm working on the show, the weirder I felt. I mean, just, I felt like I was drunk, which I wasn't. I mean, but I felt, I just was loopy and lightheaded, and I'm like, what is going on here? And God bless Jordan. I send him a text, and I'm like, I am not feeling well. Can you handle this? And he said, go home and feel better. Thank you, Jordan. I really do appreciate it, big man. It was
that, you're welcome.
That man, that was a clutch. I mean, just, that, boom, right there at the last minute. And I went home and I sat, I told my wife, I was like, I'm not feeling good. I'm going to sit on the couch. I'm okay. She went, why don't you lay down? Like, I don't want to lay down. I just want to sit down on the couch. And I'm sitting there going, why am I feeling so weird? Then I realize it because I'm a moron. I am stupid. And I'm a procrastinator. And I didn't think about the fact that 2 days before Saturday, so on Thursday, I ran out of one of my blood pressure meds. You know, the one they say, don't stop taking it. And I'm like, okay, I'll get to Kroger. I'll go get it later. And I didn't. And I got to go get it. And I'll get it later. I should be fine. Nope. No, not even a little bit. So I guess the moral to the story, children, keep up with your meds, because it was bizarre. I came close to calling somebody just to drive me home. I got home. It was fine. But I felt terrible for most of the day. My wife, when she got up, God bless her. I mean, before she took the dog out to pee and then went straight to the drugstore and got my meds, got them in me. I felt better about 5 hours later. It was a while. But, you know, that's, so I'm apologizing. I'm apologizing to you. I wasn't here for you last week. And that's my fault. That's on me. I'm on my meds. I keep them with me at all times now. I'm just, that's where it's at. And yeah, actually, believe it or not, my blood pressure has dropped considerably. So there you have it. 833-804-1140. That's how you get through to the home show. I have a ton of stuff for this week and some stuff left over from last week. I have the continuation of a story that I told on yesterday's show. If you're wondering what we're talking about, Jordan and I get together on Friday, usually before 12, and we just shoot the breeze about what's going on in the world, and we call it What a Week. It's on Facebook. We're working on some other places to put it. People seem to enjoy it when it's just two guys shooting the breeze, but I've got a story of patience, learning, and thinking. I know that all sounds weird, and I'm not blowing sunshine up. I'm not boosting myself. I'm just got a story I want to tell you about that. So I've had a couple of people ask me, because the last time we spoke was not last week, but the week before I told you I was going to the gun show so that my wife could get her concealed carry permit. And she never even held a firearm until she met me, and she has taken safety classes already, and she plans on taking more. She wants to take training. One of my listeners, his wife is a coach. I guess that's the word. Instructor. There's the word I'm looking for. 6 a.m. So we're going to definitely do that. We're going to find something that fits her and fits properly. But the goal was, we're going to go to the show. And I looked it up. I'm like, how much is it? It was $85 for her to take the class. It was $15 for us to get in each. And so that would leave, and it was 2 hours long. And I'm like, okay, well, this is means I'm going to be wandering around for 2 hours while she's in a classroom. And then someone had mentioned to me that you can do this online. And I'm like, let's take a look at that. And lo and behold, my friends, yes, you can take your Virginia concealed carry class online, and it's free. Now, bear with me. Ish. It's free-ish. Okay? Free-ish. If that lets you know what's going on. So I just typed in, you know, Virginia concealed carry permit, and up it pops. And here's the deal. It is a video class. You know, it's pre-recorded right there. It's 45 minutes long, and it's free to watch. So if you want to watch it once, twice, a dozen times, no problem. You can do it. And then that's where the cost comes in, because there has to be a cost. Come on, nothing's free in this world. It was a $65 to get the certificate. When you're done this class, I took mine 20 years ago. It had to be every bit of 20 years ago. My father and I did it at the same time. And back then it was only $50. I think it's still $50, but it was $65. You get your certificate. Then here's what happens. Wherever you live, whatever, I live in Richmond, you might live in Hanover, Henrico, whatever, you have to take your certificate and your IDs down to the courthouse and file for your permit. And that's like a $50. Now, one of the things that kind of weirded me out 20 years ago, which doesn't make much difference now, is they fingerprinted me. And I didn't particularly want to be fingerprinted. Not that I have ever done anything that would get me in trouble. I've been a good boy my whole life. I avoid trouble like nobody's business. But they were gonna. They said, we got to fingerprint you. And I'm like, whoa, okay. What happens after you run my prints? I said, do they go on file? And they said, no. After we run your prints, if you're clean, they get destroyed and it's over. And so paid my $50. They ran my prints. Done. I am legally able to carry a firearm concealed. If I was going to carry my weapon, it would be concealed just to keep people from being weirded out. There's still some people that see that. I mean, you go into the Midwest. No, everybody packing. Don't know when a rattlesnake's going to try to bite you. But so that's that. That's all you have to do. So we are going to have to go ahead and we're going to let her take class. We're going to pay the fee. The question is, are we going to file in the city of Richmond, or do we wait until when we move, we have pretty much decided we're ready. Do we file there? By the way, for those of you who are thinking about getting your real estate license, which I did, they also fingerprint you. Only difference is, when you're a realtor, after you've been fingerprinted, your fingerprints go to Quantico and stay on file. So keep that in mind, because I didn't know about it until like the very last minute. The very last thing they said, okay, now we need your fingerprints. I'm like, whoa! And then they told me the choice was, do I want to make money as a realtor or do I want to do something else? Bothered me a little bit. But then again, I'm a good boy. I behave myself. And besides, if I did something wrong, they're going to catch me anyway. 833-804-1140. That's 833-804-1140. That's how you get through to the Home Show. News Radio WRVA. Richard McCann on News Radio WRVA. 833-804-1140. That's 833-804-1140. Jordan, you've got mail.
Wonderful.
Literally real mail. Mr. Frost is a very prolific writer here to the Home Show, and usually he's sending me articles that I sometimes use and sometimes I don't. But this is specifically addressed to you. I didn't mean to open your mail. It was in an envelope that had my name on it, so I hope you don't mind.
Okay.
So it says, to the men at the Home Show, specifically Mr. Jordan Bondurant. Man, that sounds formal, doesn't it? Mr. Jordan Bondurant. As we head down the stretch going into the last quarter of 2020 towards, yes, I will say it, Christmas, to Mr. Bondurant, who is sitting in his abode in August looking at an already decorated Christmas tree. I don't think I ever said it was decorated. But you do have a Christmas tree up in your house.
And it has lights on it. It doesn't have ornaments on it or an angel or anything else on it yet.
Okay. I would say how far and how long does it take yours truly to put up decorated trees such as here on the Frost residence? I think what they're asking is, how long does it take you to decorate your tree and how early do you do it? You know, I mean, you said you've already got it up. It already has lights on it. What is the earliest you can put up a Christmas tree?
Okay.
So that's the question, brother. This is all you. What would you say? I know when I don't do it until probably the first week of December. That's when I decorate our Christmas tree, and I use a live tree.
Now, if it was just now, if I'm going back to my single days, then I would probably wait until the day after Thanksgiving.
Okay, so a little earlier than me, but still. You're within the Christmas, the Black Friday.
I mean, obviously, I married someone who absolutely loves the holiday season, so.
She's very crafty.
Yeah. So this was all her choice. So I didn't really have much. I just helped buy the tree. I didn't have much say in as to whether or not it was going up or not.
Now, here's the funny thing, and I think this is probably healthier this year than any other year before. What I've been seeing people do, and maybe you have too, I know people now, the thing is, they're putting up their Halloween tree. They're taking an artificial tree and decorating it with Halloween decorations. And I literally have a friend named John who's already showed off his, and a couple of more. I don't know. And then I saw, now there's a thing, there's a Thanksgiving tree. Okay, sure, why not? I'm down with it. If it makes you happy, I say go for it. But I find it fascinating. It's been a trend. It's only started in the last couple of years. People that buy artificial trees, they love Christmas, and they want to keep going throughout the year, and it has actually become a thing to decorate your quote-unquote tree for each of the holidays, being starting with Christmas, then we got Valentine's Day.
There's so much I have to look into now see how you do these
stuff. Have I just put you on the spot? I apologize.
No. I don't know.
This is going to be your life. You understand
that. I know. I do understand that.
I remember when I was growing up, my neighbor, his mom, they had an artificial tree, and she decorated it for Christmas, and it was so perfect. She just got it so right that when Christmas was over, she wrapped a sheet around it and slid it behind a door and was able to, you know, with the door open, you couldn't see the tree hidden behind it. And it just sat there all year long, didn't get dusty or anything. Huh. So the next Christmas, she could pull out this perfect Christmas tree.
There you go. We opted to get the unlit, the not pre-lit tree.
Because you have the Hallmark Christmas tree.
Yeah, right? the quote-unquote Hallmark Christmas tree. But, you know, I've learned from experience with my mother that, you know, whenever the bulbs go out on those pre-lit Christmas trees, you basically have to throw the tree away because the lights are electrical taped to the branches. So good luck if you have like a whole strand of lights out that you need to replace, you know, good luck getting them out because it's not going to happen.
Not last year, but the year before. So we have a tradition at Casa de McCann. My wife decorates the tree, and I have a bourbon on the rocks. It's a good family tradition. Okay, that's not exactly fully true. I put on the lights. I put up all the lights on the tree, and then she decorates it. And my lights were older, and like 3 days or 4 days after the tree was done and beautiful. And I mean, it was gorgeous. I'm going to brag. I have ornaments that are 60, 70, 80 years old. I have some very, very old Christmas ornaments. And so they're delicate and you don't want to play with them too much. And 3 days into the tree being decorated, half my lights went out. They just went. And I was like, oh, son of a. And so I had to proceed to undecorate the tree, take the lights off, get the lights that were working stayed on. The ones that were dead were gone, and then replace them. So this last year, I tested all my lights ahead of time, which is something you should do. And then when the season was over, I just chucked them. I threw away all my Christmas lights. White and colored, they're all of them gone. I figure come the season, I'll buy three strands, four strands. I like a live tree, so I'll probably go with LEDs. That way, they won't dry out as fast. Last year, tree dried out quick. That was on me. But I guess it is okay. We here at the Home Show find it completely acceptable for you to start putting up your tree now if you want. Go for it. We've all been stuck in the house so long. I'll take anything. I'm losing my mind. Literally, the wife just said, I've got to get out of the house. And she just went to Target to get lip gloss. Did she need lip gloss? No, she just needed to get out of the house. I'm encouraging you guys to do it. Oh, real quick, tried a new restaurant. I tried the newly renovated Lily Pad down in Verona. For those of you who are trying to social distance and still enjoy a meal out, you know, with people, it is strictly an outdoor restaurant. It all they do is the patio, and I enjoyed it thoroughly. It was just nice to sit down there on the river. No, they're not paying me. No, I don't get a free hamburger. Nothing like that. I just like to see a local business that's doing good, and it does. It if you can get outside, do it. I don't know about you, but this one right here, I'm getting a little edgy, and it's starting to affect my mood and the moods of others. But also, check on people. If you know anybody that tends to lean towards having difficulties. It only gets worse with all this lockdown. So, and all the news. Check up on them. Make sure they are okay. My name is Richard McCann, McKANN. Follow me on Facebook and on Twitter. This is the Home Show News Radio, WRVA. Richard McCann on News Radio, WRVA, 833-804-1140 is how you get through to the show. It is so good to be back here. Oh, and don't forget to follow me, Richard McCann, McKANN, on Facebook, and Jordan Bondurant. And that way, if you want, you can tune in on Fridays when he and I get together and do What a Week. We're working on some other ways to get that out to the peoples. It's just two people talking about what happened in the week before. It's kind of something I've wanted to do for a while. I have a good time doing it. As usual, before I go to sleep, last night was a little earlier than usual. I have not been sleeping well. I asked people, hey, what do you want me to talk about tomorrow? And there's been a couple of things that have popped up kind of on the regular of the last couple of weeks. So I'm going to try to hit on as many of them as I can while I take your calls at 833-804-1140. Here's one. From Doug, or Douglas, as he likes to be called. I bet you everybody calls him Doug, or Dougie. I don't think anybody calls anybody Dougie anymore. Richard, we've had a very, all caps, difficult time getting our construction loan slash mortgage secured. The current percentage rate is causing a tremendous backlog for folks wanting to do home improvement or major additions. The underwriting process has been more lengthy than any of the mortgage I've secured before. I don't know if that's a question as much as a statement, but here is the deal, having dealt with mortgages and probably will again soon. Right now, yeah, the interest rates are tremendous. I think I've seen as low as, 2.48? Jordan and I were discussing this the other day. So yes, there are quite a few people that are refinancing their home. My youngest brother, well, second to youngest, I have a lot of them. So many brothers. They're everywhere. He only bought his house 3 years ago. He's refinancing. Why not? Get a better interest rate. The thing about getting a mortgage or refinancing a mortgage is this. Get all your ducks in a row ahead of time. Now, what does that mean for those of you who haven't done this in a while, and Lord knows I don't want to do it? It seems like everybody I know that goes to get a mortgage, they start with this. They call their bank. They say, I want to buy a house. The bank goes tickety, 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 tickety on the keyboard and goes, all right, you're pre-approved for, let's say, $200,000. You're pre-approved. Go for it. And so then you go and talk to your realtor and says, I've been pre-approved. Let's find a house for $200,000. And they find one. You love it.
It's beautiful.
And then you go to your bank and say, hey, you said I'm pre-approved. I need $200,000 for this house. And they go, whoa. Hold up there, Scooter. And that's when all of the flaming hoops arrive. And I've actually seen flaming hoops. They're not fun. You're going to have to make sure, okay, here's some of the things you're going to need, and maybe you know this, maybe you don't. Have all your taxes done and up to date. I've seen too many people, they were up to date except they didn't get last year filed. They did an extension and they haven't finished it up. Yeah. That's a problem. They will nail you right there. Try to have as little debt as humanly possible. I know that sounds stupid. You're like, we're not, that should be every single day, Richard. I get that, okay? But I'm saying is, if you can pay off any credit cards, if you can pay off any cars, if you have any minor loans out there, try to clean them up. or at least refi them to a lower interest rate. For those of you with student loans, that's just a fact of life. It will affect you, though. It can totally affect you. My buddy Charlie, when he went to get his house, he graduated college, what, 15 years ago? He still has student loans, and he's going to for a while. That put a real hiccup in the process. It drug it out even further. Now, the thing people don't take into account when it comes to getting a home mortgage, and I'm not the expert on this, I'm merely telling you things that I've had to deal with people, is the house worth it? You may have to hire an appraiser to appraise the property that you're trying to take the mortgage out on. By the way, that is on you. That's not on the seller. You're the one that's going to have to hire someone. And to be honest with you, I kind of feel like they guess. Just a little bit. Just me. To all you appraisers out there, I'm sorry. You're going to have to get a home inspection. And be honest with you, the only place it's really required as a home inspector for you to give prices for the repairs is the city of Richmond. All the surrounding areas do not require it. Now, most do. I will. I'm getting closer, people. I'm getting closer. I can still do a consultation on your house. I can't call it an inspection yet. Bothers me. But I'm working on it. But if you can, most of your home inspectors do give estimated prices. You know, the thing is, and I'll say this, this is a criticism. I don't know how well they're keeping up with the times as far as what things cost. Perfect example. Yours truly. A year ago, my in-laws were putting a new HVAC system in a house. They called me up. They said, it's going to be $14,500. I nearly hit the floor. I'm like, that's insanity. And I called up my buddies at BREMAC. I'm like, this is what they want to charge him. He goes, yep, uh-huh, yep, that's what it's going to cost. Now, there's always going to be these little things that pop up, and they're weird. Like, has the septic tank and the septic system, if you're on that kind of system, has it been inspected? Has it been pumped? Has it been cleaned? Is it functioning properly? That means you have to have someone that's what they do come out. Now, I generally, if I'm helping somebody sell a house or I'm helping someone buy a house, I usually request if it's a septic tank, if it has been over a year and they don't have paperwork, they don't have the, you know, this, oh, see, here's when I had it done. I ask them to have the septic tank pumped. Sometimes they'll do it, sometimes they won't. It's supposed to be done every 5 years, depending on who you are. It's one of the things I've tried to explain to my wife. I said, we moved to the country. Do you know we're out of a septic tank and not a sewer? And she went, huh? It took a minute. We got it cleared up. If you're on a well, this is the one that bit my brother just last week. He calls me up on Sunday. And it's nice to hear from him. And he says, who do you know that does water testing? And I'm like, what kind of water testing? Because I can do water testing. I can take a sample of your water, take it over to my people over at VAMAC. They'll test it out and they'll tell me what your pH is and this is and that is and the other thing is. And there you go. They don't check for bacteria. And now banks want you to have the water tested and cleared for bacteria. Now, depending on your bank, I don't know what that looks like. I found a company in Mechanicsville that does it. I found another guy from a buddy of mine at Burb Realtors, and he found a guy. But I also know I can go to a plumbing supply house, buy a kit. It's $15, maybe $17. It's a little jar. You pour the water into it. You shake it up. It turns purple. You put it away. 2 days later, you pull it out of the cabinet. If it's any color other than purple, You've got bacteria. Don't know which kind, but I probably they want more. But lastly, and I guess this is what I'm going to say to this poor gentleman, Douglas. Be patient. I know that sucks, saying it like that, but you're right. You're not the only one that's out there doing refis, and you're definitely not the only one doing home improvements. We talked about this on the show a couple of weeks ago. Lumber is crazy ridiculous. Someone told me a 2x4 is now I'm imagining they're meaning 2x4 by 8 feet long, which actually it's 1.5 by 3.5 by 8 feet long. You know, somebody tried to sue Home Depot because a 2x4 wasn't 2x4. Seriously. But materials are going up because not as much is being produced, and a lot more people have time on their hands to do stuff around the house. So be patient. And depending on the loan that you're going for, could be longer, could be less. I was talking to a guy the other day who does financing. He has 145 different ways to get you a mortgage. Can you even imagine? Of course, my fear, will there be another bubble? I talk to some people in real estate, say it goes up, it goes down, it goes up, it goes down. Maybe I'm just worried about nothing. Who knows? 833-804-1140. That's 833-804-1140. That's how you get through to the home show with me, Richard McCann, on News Radio WRVA. Richard McCann of News Radio WRVA. Jordan, I think I've got a new person that I want to be friends with. The new meteorologist on Channel 12, Sophia.
Yeah.
I want to be friends with her because she just said it's going to be in the 70s and low 80s for the next week. And in the 60s at night. Oh.
Turn the AC off.
AC off. My AC has not stopped running months.
Yeah.
Months, just nonstop. Get those windows open. Get the fan going. Oh.
Oh, I think I fixed the thermostat problem.
Okay, when I was at your house yesterday, you said your thermostat for no reason whatsoever would just jump up to like 85 degrees.
Yeah, so we like to set the AC around between 68 and 70.
It feels like about 66, but okay.
So I would turn the thermostat down.
Mhm.
And then probably about 30 minutes would pass, and then all of a sudden I noticed, man, it's getting kind of hot in here. Like, and it's not just because I'm working or being around my computer or whatever, but
right.
I would go look at the thermostat, and the temperature literally would just jump on its own. I guess the thermostat would reset itself or something.
It's possible.
And it would jump to 85 degrees.
Okay.
So.
And I looked at it. I'm not... Digital thermostats and I have never gotten along very well.
Yeah.
So it was better for me not to touch it, especially since you live someplace with maintenance.
That's true. So I called them, or I didn't call them, but I put in a work order, and the guy came and looked at it, and I told him what was happening, and he just changed the filter.
He changed the filter, okay.
And that was it. And then he was like, okay. I was like, all right. I guess that's going to help.
Okay, so first of all, you didn't change your own filters, but that is your job, though, as the tenant.
Yeah.
How dirty was the filter?
Oh, it was pretty bad. It was pretty bad.
Okay.
But, so that didn't... We thought it fixed the issue. It didn't fix the issue.
Okay, it didn't fix. Of course,
so we finished recording yesterday, and I told you about it, and you looked at it. And then it happened last night. So I got up from the desk and I walked over there, and I managed to take the front of the thermostat off.
Right.
So
okay. Took the cover off.
Yeah, I took the cover off, and it was missing two AAA batteries there at the top.
Okay.
I don't know if that had anything to do with it.
Some of them do need that.
Well, I went back in there. Well, so backtrack. You know, I was like, it's hot in here. So I walked up and I looked at it, and when I looked at it, it was completely off. Like the thermostat looked like it just died.
Okay.
So I was like, well, that's a problem. So I opened the cover, and then that's when I was like, well, there's room for batteries here. So I put two AAA batteries in there, and it turned back on. And as far as I know, I mean, we went to bed. I was in bed before 10 o'clock last night. So,
oh, before 10.
Yeah. I didn't go to sleep until after 12.
Oh.
Yeah.
That explains a lot.
But yeah, so
Jordan likes to Jordan likes to give me heart palpitations. He's like, I'll be there soon. Dude, I think that's right. I should have cracked it open. Here's the reason I didn't. I have gotten in trouble before for tinkering with somebody with a renter's home. When you're renting an apartment or a house, maintenance falls onto the owner of the property. Now, if you have somebody else, you know, a third party come in and they make situations worse, the owner of the property isn't going to come after that person. They're going to come after you, the renter. So that's one of the reasons I didn't really mess around with it too much. I just looked at it. All your digital thermostats come with a booklet. And you better read that booklet. That's all I've got to say about that. You better read that booklet. Because they say, oh, it's non-programmable. You just push a button. Some of them are very programmable, and it's not just push a button. As far as batteries, some of them do take batteries. And I didn't even think about it. He said he had maintenance coming in, so I just didn't. I didn't touch it. I've gotten in trouble for that before. Why did you mess with that? Because someone asked me to. It's not your job. At the same time, though, just because you rent and somebody else fixes what you break, don't think that that can't cost you. I'll give you a perfect example. I had a gentleman. He had quite a few rental properties, and he wanted me to do, I was his plumbing and electrical guy for anything that broke. Now, I'm a firm believer in a rental in particular. People tell me, oh, just put in a cheap faucet, it's going to be a rental, so they can break it. No, I'm not going to do that. If you're going to rent stuff, something out, put in good quality, less chance they're going to snap something off. And he had this one house, and they had like, four little kids under five. It was rough. You could tell the parents were strung out a little thin with that many kids. And they called me up, or the owner called me up and says, hey, go over to so-and-so, unstop the toilet. Okay. I went over there. I forget what I pulled out. I think I pulled a remote control out of the toilet. It's flushing. Charge the guy. Gentleman calls me 2 weeks later. Go over to so-and-so. Unstop the toilet. I go over there again. Pulls out a Lincoln log or something like that. Go charge the guy. He calls me 2 weeks later. He says, I need you to go unstop that guy's toilet. I say, dude, I can't charge you for this. It is on them. They're the ones that keep stopping up this toilet. It's the third time in 6 weeks. And so I go over there, I unstop it, and I hand them the bill. And they said, what's this? I said, this is the third time I've been here. This is on you. And so they paid me, and I didn't hear from them again. Next time I heard from them was for a sink problem or something like that. And I walked in, and they said, you screwed us. I was like, what do you mean? He goes, that snake thing you used to unstop the toilet, that thing's only like $40. I'm like, yeah. He says, well, you charged us $75 to unstop the toilet. I'm like, yeah. He said, why didn't you tell us we could just go buy one of those things? I'm like, what am I, your parents? B, Be a good renter. Good landlords love a good renter. Someone that moves in, pays the bills, keeps the house nice. I know people that have rented the same house for 20 years. You could have bought that. Don't care. I'm good. I knew one woman who lived in the same apartment for 30 years. 30 years. She was a good renter. 833-804-1140. That's 833-804-1140. When we get back, a little weird thing that happened in my neighborhood, which kind of touches on one of the subjects I bring up. Am I an expert? No. No, I'm learning every day, just like everybody else. But it was a situation that could have gone one of two ways, and it scared my wife both times. So we'll discuss it. This is The Home Show, News Radio, WRVA.
And here we go.
I'm in over my head.
This is the News Radio 1140 WRVA Home Show with Richard McCann. You've got questions? He's got answers. You've got problems? He's got solutions. Call 345-1140 now. That's 345-1140. Now, here to solve the questions, conundrums, and riddles about home ownership is Richard McCann.
Welcome to hour number two of The Home Show on News Radio WRVA. My name is Richard McCann, your humble home improvement guru. 833-804-1140. Let's jump in with both feet. Rob in Chesterfield.
Morning. How you doing, guys?
I'm very well.
Question for you. Water heater. Live in a 1,600 square foot Cape Cod. The water heater is 17 years old. Want to replace it, be proactive, and I don't want a deal. I want the best. But it does sit in a space that is not heated and cooled on a little extension off the side of the house. What's the best water heater I can put in?
I am a huge fan of the A.O. Smith. A.O. Smith. They also make State. No, you know what?
Yeah.
Scratch that. It's too early in the morning. Bradford White. I want you to get a Bradford White.
Bradford White.
Okay, and now the Bradford White, the federal government, in their infinite wisdom, decided that water heaters had to be more efficient. And so they put all these new rules on water heaters that they had to be more insulated and blah, 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 blah. And the water heater people are much smarter than they are. So what's going to happen is when you get your Bradford White, I'm sorry about that. I had a brain snafu. It is going to come with a thermal blanket. And if you're in, and if you're in a place that's not heated, I mean, those things are just giant thermoses anyway. The insulation in that thing is, it's spray and foam. But then you wrap the blanket around it, and that's about as efficient as you're going to get.
All right. And I'll push it. I'll push it.
I know you just said words, but we don't understand what they were.
And I appreciate you every Saturday morning, my friend.
Thank you, sir. You have a good day and out. Let me see. What do we got? Warren. Also, now you're in Prince George.
Yes, sir.
What can I do for you?
Have an older home that's got GFCI breakers in the circuit panel, and there's multiple outlets on the same breaker. Breaker's been replaced, but it keeps kicking out. Is there any way to isolate the individual outlet or light that's causing it?
What I would do is I would get a circuit tester. They are these little things that looks like a plug and has lights on it.
Right.
Okay, a receptacle tester. I would start with one of those going around to try to isolate what circuits are actually on the GFCI. See if it's reading proper grounding and neutral.
I've already done that, Richard, and they're all showing good. It's got the two little lights that say, yeah, it's wired correctly.
Okay. Now, does it have a button on it so you can trip the GFCI?
Yeah, but the GFCI is already tripped, so it's not doing anything.
No, that's what I'm saying is I want power on and then test them and see if each one of them is tripping the GFCI. I'm just going step by step. After that, probably you would have to talk to have an electrician come in and test and make sure you've got proper grounding in your house.
Yeah. Okay.
I wish I had a better answer, but it's like when you take your car to the mechanic and you say, "I've got an electrical problem." He's going to look at you and go, "Okay, this is going to take some time."
Yeah, what does the thump 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 versus the grr sound like, right?
Exactly. There you go.
Okay.
Good luck, Warren.
All right, thank you, sir.
All right.
Thank you.
Sometimes there are just not easy answers. But he must have an older home if he's got breakers instead of the receptacles, because we've been installing the receptacles for 30 years, at least. I must say 30 years. 833-804-1140. Kim in Colonial Heights.
Hi, Richard.
How are you?
Well, I'm in a situation where I wish I was doing better.
Oh, no.
yes, we have recently fallen victim to a main sewer line break and have a basement, and we're the lowest point on this line, and so it all ended up in my basement. So about 80 to 90% of my basement now is down to stud.
Worst
and
swimming
I don't want
pool
this to happen again.
Ever.
Yes, worst swimming pool ever.
Okay, so...
I'm looking for solutions to either get an early warning that we're getting a backup or try to prevent this from happening again. I am being told there are no check valves on the system.
There are not any on the system, but you can put one in.
How is it someplace that I can put it? It's easy access?
No.
Because everything... is like below the ground, you'd have to dig up and check it.
You don't have to
once a year.
Yeah, you don't have to check it. It's really a simple thing. It's a flapper. It's a tube with a flap in it. So when you flush, it opens up, and when all the water goes past, it closes. And I've put in maybe two of them in my entire career, both of which were in a situation similar to yours. Except that you're on a basement, which means your sewer is probably 10 feet in the ground at least. And that's going to be tricky. Now, they could probably come in and cut out part of your concrete and install it there. What year was your house built?
1961. The part that contains the bathroom was probably in the late 60s, maybe early 70s.
All right. And when you say main sewer, you mean the county's sewer, not yours.
Correct.
Right?
Correct.
Wow. Yeah, Colonial Heights, they get some flooding over there that's really bizarre. I had one that was in a yard, of all things. A couple of houses I went to in Colonial Heights, they didn't have a basement, but their crawl space was below grade. So it would turn into a swimming pool. It's time to call Bremac. That's my plumber of choice. And get them out there and see how they can best put in a main sewer check valve. That's what it's going to be called.
Okay. And I'm going to run an idea past you and just tell me what you think.
Mm-hmm.
They have a smart system that's a water sensor loop.
Mm-hmm. They do.
What if I were to put that down my clean out tubes in my front yard? Because we did have water come up in there, and if I had that kind of warning, I could have kept it happening in my house.
I don't see how you could keep it from coming into your house.
I figured that part out.
You figured that part out.
We did. We put a rubber. What do they call it? A drain balloon that you're supposed to use to clean out your sewer line. We put that on the garden hose, threw it down our clean out, and stopped the flow from the city coming into the house. But that was hours later before we figured that out.
You know, Kim, I'm going to give it to you. That's clever. That's really, really
clever. We were throwing anything we could at it at that point. We had two sump pumps going, and that was not keeping up. So
no, it's not
we just finally...
Yeah, no way it would. I'm still thinking the check valve is probably the best solution, because what you're talking about is trying to deal with something after it's already occurred. And, I mean, once sewage gets into the house, it's in the house, whether it be an inch of it or 6 feet. So, I mean, you can if you want. I'm not going to stop you. It amazes me you have clean outs. I'd love to know how far in the ground that goes down.
We've got one closest to the house, one about halfway to the road, and then we have the city clean out.
Mm-hmm.
And they're about, I have to guess because I haven't measured, about maybe 10 foot.
Yeah.
Maybe a little more.
And see, and that's the thing. Those sensors are very sensitive, so it could go off just from the moisture and condensation inside the pipe. So you could get a false reading all the time. Now, I'm saying I'm right. Get the sewer check valve put in there.
Okay. All right. Thanks for your advice.
Kim, go forth and home improve.
Have a good day.
Thank you. Bye. I plan on having a good day. It's kind of nice outside. I'm not one of those, oh, it's fall, I can't wait for fall. I don't like fall and winter. I've already gone through 6 months of being sequestered in my house. I don't need another 6 months, but it feels pretty good outside. Get outside and do something. My name is Richard McCann, 833-804-1140. That's how you get through to the Home Show. Richard McCann, News Radio, WRVA. 833-804-1140. That's 833-804-1140. 1140, that's how you get through to the show. People have been asking me all kinds of crazy questions and some stuff I didn't get to last week. And that was my fault. Apologies to people that tuned in last week. Keep up with your meds, kids. That's all I've got to say. 48 years old, and I've got to worry about stuff like that. It's ridiculous. And please do follow me and my dear friend Jordan on Facebook. We post stories, and we also do a little thing every Friday. Did you call it a vlog or flog or what did you call it?
A vodcast.
A vodcast. Okay. We call it What a Week. And very professionally done. Hey, we have more cameras than most sitcoms. So and we're funnier. Well, I am. Jordan's okay. He's not big on the jokes. Have you watched Cobra Kai yet, by the way? After I told you, you haven't gotten to it?
No, I haven't gotten to it.
Just prepare, because as soon as you watch the first episode, you're just going to be stuck there for the next 5 hours. 833-804-1140. Last week, someone asked me, Richard, what are the pros and cons of having your duct work cleaned? I always find it funny I have to say duct, not duck, duct. It's a subtle thing, but it's there. Okay, so here's the deal. There's lots of companies out there that, quote unquote, do duct work cleaning. And I have nothing against them. Some people actually need it. But first and foremost, if you keep the filters on your heating ventilation clean, you really shouldn't need a duct cleaning. Now, if you're like Jordan, who obviously didn't change his filters, even though he works for the Home Show, it could cause damage. And see, you got to change your filters once a month. You don't have to buy the most expensive filter. You don't have to buy the HEPA, because chances are your system isn't even designed for that filter. I would recommend going, looking at your heating system. This is all you people have forced air. If you have hot water like I do, you don't have to worry about any of this. Nothing. One of the things I will regret if I move, and it's an if, but if we move, I am no longer going to have hot water heat. And that is going to kill me. Absolutely. So, if you have forced air, one, change your filters once a month. check out your HVAC system, find out the manufacturer, the make, the model, and send them an email. Which filter is proper for my system? Because if you're using a filter that's too tight, you could be putting strain on your fan, you kill the fan, you've got to spend big money on your on a new fan because you're not going to have any heat or cooling. There's that. Now, if you are one of those people where the filter is down inside of the air handler, that's the piece inside that has the fan in it, I don't like those. I never have, because that means the return duct, meaning it's pulling air from the house so it can reheat it, has nothing filtering the air, and anything can get stuck in there. I have pets, two cats and a dog, and a wife that sheds. If we had a central system, I would be changing filters probably every 3 weeks. Easily. Easily. We vacuumed the carpet the other day. Canister vacuum. Half full. One carpet. Just one. That's it. Craziness. I pet the cat and it's just like I have mittens on. So if that will cause you to have dirty duct, if the filter is down inside the system itself. And it's not just pet hair. If you're a smoker, yeah, there's some of those out there left. If you cook a lot in your home, I do. I do not have a hood. And they didn't make range hoods when my house was built. I haven't installed one. And therefore, you know, grease gets into the air. It vaporizes and goes everywhere. You can find it all over the house just because. So that will get sticky on the inside of the duct. That'll collect all the different hair and fibers and every other silly thing that is in your air. And that will make it, you know, dirty. Now, can you have that cleaned? Yes, there's plenty of people out there that do it. Some do a better job than others. If you talk to your HVAC guys, in some cases, they don't clean it. What they do is they just replace the duct. It's just one piece. There's no branches coming off of it. In some cases, is it just cheaper to cut it off, run a new piece? It'd probably be flexible. Done. So that's where the duct cleaning comes in. Now, for me, the one thing I want to bring up is having your dryer vents cleaned. Dryer fires are up. And I mean, my brother had one. He's like, my dryer is not drying. His dryer vent was so stopped up that it was now full of water from trying to dry the clothes. It was heavy. In his case, I just had to replace the whole vent. And in some cases, you can do that too. If it's an easy to run flex line, run the flex line. Call it a day. But if you're going to have someone come out and professionally clean your dryer vent, I would encourage you to ask ahead of time, do they clean out the dryer? See, I've talked to a couple of different companies out there. Some of them, they clean the vent and they take the back off the dryer and vacuum it out also. Some of them don't. I personally would prefer someone that cleans out the dryer too. By the way, funny story. Habitat for Humanity Restore posted on Facebook a quote, a picture, and it said, quote, clean out your dryer before you donate it. The dryer that someone donated to them, it said they heard change inside of it, so they took the back off of it. I want to say they pulled like $20 in change in cash. $20. My wife loves doing the laundry. She says it's like a scavenger hunt. Because every time she does my pants, she finds a buck, a two, a five, 20. Yes, there's such a thing as a $2 bill. Show one to a Gen Zer. Oh, so funny. There's just nothing better than handing a $2 bill to a Gen Z. My name is Richard McCann. This is The Home Show. You can follow me on Facebook. That's Richard McCann, M-C-K-A-N-N. And on Twitter, @RichardMcCann. and you can give us a call right here, 833-804-1140. That's how you get through to the Home Show. Radio WRVA 833-804-1140. That's how you get through to the show. Teddy in Stone Creek.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm well, Teddy. How are you?
I'll be doing better if you can give me an answer to my question. My wife and I live in a house that was built in 1950. And just recently, we've developed some electrical issues. The breaker keeps kicking off, and we lose our power.
Wait. Which breaker keeps kicking off? The main breaker?
Yes.
All right.
And so when the breaker kicks off, I go outside and see if the little wheel's turning in the box that Dominion Power has on the house.
Your meter, okay.
And it is. So what is our problem? Well, electricity's still coming in into the box, but it's not getting into the house.
But you said the main breaker. Not one of the other side breakers, not a sub breaker, the main breaker. The whole house is dead.
Correct.
When was the service upgraded? Because that place was built in 1950. You originally had a fuse box.
Yes, we did. It was upgraded in the 70s.
All right. And what brand was put in?
I have no idea, because we didn't live in it in the 70s.
Right. You're going to need an
electrician. Could it be as simple as just call an electrician come on out?
Teddy, that's the thing. I wish it – is it simple? Possibly. But there's no way other than calling an electrician to get this done. I mean, I don't want you to put your hands anywhere near that box. You either need a new main breaker or you're going to need a whole new panel box. And probably what's going on is, do you know how many amps your panel box is? Because in the 70s, they could have upgraded that to something as small as 100 amps. I mean, what?
No, sir. I do not know what the amp size of the box is.
All right. Pretty much standard operating procedure has been, for as long as I've been doing it with my father, was a 200-amp panel. And with the amount of different electronics that we have these days versus the 50s, and remember, my house was built in 29, so I had to deal with the same thing. I'm thinking you're going to need a service upgrade. You're probably going to either need a new box or a whole new service. Now, why that thing is still spinning after the power is off, that I'm not sure, unless there's some kind of bleeding through, which does happen. We call it stray voltage, where it'll just kind of goes where it shouldn't be going. Usually I found that in places where it was a very wet location. My dad took me to a dairy farm where we could go to a wooden fence post and get voltage off of it. But I'm going to say call U.S. Electric. I think that's who Jeff Katz recommends. And if they're good enough for Jeff Katz, they're good enough for me.
Well, that was my next question. Who to call?
I like U.S.
Thank you.
It's U.S. Electric or Master Electric. Those are the two I would recommend.
All right, sir. Thank you very much. And I'm sure enjoy your show.
Aw, thanks so much. Have a wonderful
day. Great day.
I plan on 833-804-1140. Stray voltage is a real thing. Remember, electricity moves in a loop, and it'll just kind of it'll find its way. It will. All right. So I want to tell a story real quick, if I may. Is this home improvement? Not really. But we call it the home show for a simple reason. I believe your home doesn't end at your driveway. And I've got time for this. Straight up, we all understand things have been stressful in the city of Richmond. And I live in the city of Richmond. There's been things going on. Plus, you have COVID on top of that. Stressful. No other way to put it. My neighborhood has been overlooked. We haven't had anything going on in my neighborhood, and I'm thankful for that. Now, when I moved into my neighborhood, it was mostly African American. It is now, I'd say, I don't know, 60-40, maybe a little less. But I feel comfortable. I feel safe in my neighborhood. I know my neighbors, and we all get along. In fact, we all look out for each other. When COVID started, one of my neighbors came over and said, here, gave me a piece of paper with a candy bar and said, if you need anything, call me. So my wife walks the dog, and I'm trying to be as kind about all this as possible. My wife walks the dog, and about 2 weeks ago, maybe less, she comes in, obviously shaken, and says, Richard, something really disturbing just happened. And I thought she was kidding. And it turns out she wasn't. As she was walking on the opposite side of the street, a young man starts screaming at her. Now, I know the family. I've known them for almost two decades. Screaming and yelling and accusing her of watching their house, and calls her a crazy white bee. Now, anybody that knows my wife knows she's one of the sweetest girls on the whole damn planet. And she comes back, she tells me this, and I will be the first one to admit I nearly lost my mind. Because you don't threaten my family. And I was proceeding to walk outside. I wasn't taking a weapon. I wasn't armed. I wasn't grabbing a bat, nothing. I just was going to walk down there and find out what was going on. And she was visibly shaken. And I said, honey, it'll be okay. I said, who knows what's going on? I calmed down and I stopped at myself and I said, who knows what's going on? Was she mistaken for somebody else? Is this person going through some kind of hard times? I don't know. But I said, you know what? Let's just stay out of it. We're thinking about moving anyway, to be honest with you. But it disturbed me, it bothered me, and it was always in the back of my mind. But I never saw anybody at the house. It seemed like it was always empty. Three nights ago, there was outside of my window, and I have a side porch that goes right up to the sidewalk. Within inches. And it's open. And I hear what my grandfather would refer to as a ruckus. No other way to put it. And I look through the shades, and I know the house where someone had said something to my wife had two brothers. I know the older one a lot more than I knew the younger one. And the older one was outside talking to somebody. And so I open up my side porch door, and here's a young man upset about something, I don't know. He's sitting on my porch, and he's just arguing and yelling at his older brother, and the old brother's just trying to talk him down. And I turned to my wife, and I said, I got this. Now, my thought, you know, should I call the police? No. I thought better of it. After, you know, listening to what we've heard over the last months, I was like, I'm not going to call the police about something. I don't know if it's actually a problem. I'm not scared. Bigger than one of them, not the other. So I proceed to go outside and listen to these brothers, and it's just two brothers bickering. And does anybody need to get a trespassing charge? No. And after a minute, I realize this young man is in distress of something, and I proceed to sit down right next to him and try to talk to him. I said, man, it's tough having a brother, and he's just mad. He's angry. And I don't know what's causing it, but I know I'm not going to add fuel to this fire. Later on, there was three police cars and then an ambulance that pulled up in front of that house. And I see the older brother outside talking with the cops very calmly. And I didn't know what was going on. So I called my neighbor who lives right next to him. And I said, what's going on? From all we can tell, the younger brother is having problems. Mental problems. He's under stress. He needs help. I'm glad that I didn't call the cops. Maybe it would have been better. But people keep saying the cops aren't supposed to be social workers. And I kind of agree with that. I'm hoping he gets the help he needs. Today, I'm going down there saying if you need anything, let me know. But I am glad I paused. I want to thank Lisa. Lisa's one of the reasons I paused. Because there was a time, just call 911. Why? It wouldn't have done anybody any good. And this kid probably wouldn't have gotten the help that he actually needs. There's my story. I just put it out there. I don't know what it means. This is the Home Show. News Radio, 1140 WRVA. Richard McCann, News Radio, WRVA. Don't forget to go to WRVA.com where you can download podcasts of the show. And if you are looking for a home consultation, meaning I come in, I give your house a checkup, and we see what's wrong, what's right, and what to prepare for, you can find me at 347-1152 or RichardMcCann at Hotmail.com and follow myself and Jordan on Facebook every Saturday, Friday. We're getting together and doing a vodcast. Is that right? Yeah. Okay. On Facebook called What a Week. Let me see if I can get to a few of these things before we have to skedaddle out of here. Please give me a call, 833-804-1140. Kimberly writes, Richard, oh, I know. Seeing the recent uptick on people buying campers, how about talking about wiring for a 50 or 30 amp plug-in? Campers are up. I have been seeing a lot about that. It's amazing to me. I mean, it makes sense. If you can't go out and go to a hotel and you're not allowed to be close to anybody and you got a social distance, why not go camping? I was never an RV guy. And I'll be honest, I don't think I've gone camping in 20 years. It's been about 20. Easily that. It was an Easy Rider rodeo down in North Carolina. It was fun. Campers are a different beast completely. And here's a story I'm going to tell you. This is embarrassing. It was a learning moment. I feel like I asked the right questions at the time, but it still was wrong. Here's what happened. My best friend in the whole wide world is named Patrick. His mom and her wife got into the whole RV culture. It's a whole thing. People that spend a certain amount of their time traveling from place to place in these big RVs. Now, they got to the point where they were part of a network wherein if you were traveling through Richmond, Virginia, and you needed a place to park for the night, you could go to their house, back up, plug it in, stay for a night or two, and then move on. And supposedly, that person would be on a list in another state someplace. And I had just moved down here from New York. So it was 1996 summer. I was 25 years old. Okay. I was young. I was a pretty good electrician. And she had a 200 amp service and said, Richard, I need a plug-in for an RV. And I'm like, I can do that. Sure. No big deal. And so I asked her, what's the plug look like? And they have their own different plug, you know, to connect the RV to the house or whatever they're plugging into. That was no big deal. Got that. I said, how many amps is this going to be? And I think at the time she said it was 50 amps. I said, awesome. I can do that. 50 amps. No big deal. No, excuse me. 30. It was 30 amps. I'm trying to reach back way in my head. And I said, okay, is it 120 or 240? And she says, what? I says, 120 volt or 240 volt? Is it a double pole? Is it a single pole or a double pole breaker? And she said, I don't know. I said, I need to know. Is it 120 or 240? And she said, it's 240. I said, awesome. And so I installed it like I was told to. No big deal. I'd never been in an RV. I mean, maybe toured one at a show or something. And somebody showed up from out of town, and they come in and they plug in and then they turn on the power and boom! Blew the television, blew the microwave, blew a couple other pieces of equipment. Because guess what, folks? An RV is not 240 volt. It's 120 volt. And I sent double the amount of juice that should have been in that thing through it. Needless to say, my buddy's mom was not happy with me. I told her, I asked, 240, 120, which? So that's the difference. Double check the voltage and the amperage before you send something out for an RV. Let me see what else. Richard, radon gas and removal. That's something I haven't gotten into yet, though it is a certification I want to go for, is my radon test certification. We do have some radon in the area. Most of the times when I have seen it, it generally speaking is where mining was prevalent. I know some people on River Road that have had some radon, Midlothian, out in that area, Powhatan, areas where there's old mines in Powhatan, radon is a thing. What they do is they come in and put in basically a collector and a fan that pipes the radon gas up and out of the house. The problem with radon is how it collects inside your home, and you're breathing more concentrated versions of it. I've had people argue with me. They say, I don't think radon's all that dangerous. And I've had other people say, oh, no, it gave my parents cancer. You can get a radon test at any home improvement shop, and I think that's a great idea, especially if you have a basement. Why not? Test your own water. Test for radon, I'd say. There's plenty of people that can do it. Richard, we want you back on at 10 o'clock. Stop that. I can't do anything about that. What's up with the shortage of PT lumber and pricing to the moon? We've gone over this since Corona hit. A lot of your lumber mills are running at a lot lower capacity as far as personnel and employees. So there was that. And now people are stuck inside and staring at the same four walls nonstop. They're doing more home improvement projects. Your construction companies are doing pretty well. But it is driving the price straight through the moon of lumber. Someone the other day said they were buying 2x4s for $5 a board. That is nuts. I mean, seriously. Okay, let's do it really quick. Jackie and Glen Allen.
Yes.
You're on the home show. What can I do for you?
You had come and checked my house, and I need to get a chimney inspected.
Oh, Jimmy, Jackie with the quirky little house.
Yes. You love that quirky little house.
I love that quirky little house. I really do. Every time I think about that place, I can just picture people sitting out on that deck just being friendly. I want you to check out Chimney Saver Solutions.
Chimney Saver Solutions. Okay, that's what I needed to know.
All right, Jackie.
Okay, thank you.
Take care, hon. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
I did a consult on her house, oh, a couple weeks back. I haven't talked about it on the show. Jackie with the quirky little house. She was terrific. What a great lady. The best part about my, the best part about what I do, I kid you not, is I get to meet people from every single solitary walk of life, and I like you all. It's awesome. So if you want to contact me, it's richardmccann@hotmail.com or give me a call, 347-1152. Follow me, Richard McCann, and Jordan Bondurant on Facebook. That way you can enjoy our little project. You still having fun doing it?
Of course I
am. Okay, I just want to make sure. I didn't want to be boring you at any point in time.
No, we're good.
I think it's awesome. And do check us out here every Saturday, 6 until 8. Don't forget, Jordan works hard on it, WRVA.com. If you want to download podcasts of this show, you say, I missed a couple of minutes or I wanted to hear that story again. Podcasts are awesome. And you can take us with you wherever you go. All right, Jordan, time to go home and get some breakfast. Let's go. That is another home show in the can. Burn to a disc and put neatly in a shoebox underneath my mama's bed. I want to thank Jordan Bondurant for getting up early and pressing all the right buttons. Thanks to everybody that called in. It was good to hear from all of you. My name is Richard McCann. I'll be right here next Saturday from 6 until 8 taking your calls. Now get outside and do something because it's not work when it's your home. I'll see you next week.
Paya! I'll say a one now! A paya!
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.